Currently closed. Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. If you know the extension of the person you wish to reach, please enter it now. For the personnel directory, press 8 or stay on the line to leave a message in our receptionist mailbox. You have reached the receptionist mailbox. Please leave a detailed message, which will be delivered during our regular business hours.
Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
This is James Driscoll again. I sort of got interrupted by situation here in the family, which is actually directly related to the issues. This is now my next message, which is message one was accessibility contact. Message two was to extension 440 for the information security officer. Message three was extension 324 for the information privacy officer. Message four was press contact, and this is message five. And there is no extension, but I have a name, Paul Navarro, legislative contact. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I need all of these voicemails linked together, collected, and provided that there is a response. I had to actually call 911 and have the police out here. I was not planning that at all. My nephew actually busted in my door. I have an explanation of all this. The police arrived. Yes, the San Bernardino police, the same one we're talking about the audit here. My mother was carrying on, and I went in there. She's in pain, and I have no way to trust that she's in pain. Whatever it is whatever it is. So this leads to waking up my nephew, which all I was doing was doing what I'm doing right now. She's probably aware of what I'm doing right now and what I was doing prior, and she's trying to, you know, interrupt what I was doing. Well, she interrupted what I did, and I interrupted the whole family, and the police ended up arriving because my nephew, physical violence here, busted in my room. To get into my room, and the fact that I was waiting for anything, that's what he did. So my mom tried to enter my room before, a week ago or so, and so both of them are acting weird. But anyway, he actually had violence now. There's actually now an act of violence in this house, not by me, but by them, by David Allen Driscoll. The cops were out here, and it was Officer Beltran that I actually talked to. Yes, there is a matter to which the police are involved. The San Bernardino police that are involved in your own audit. The fact that I'm trying to tell you and give you the information that your audit is not correct. Your audit needs to be audited in of itself. I'm going to file a complaint online against your own audit. Your audit is a fraud. Your audit is trying to get away with something that shouldn't get away with. I'm most likely why there was not a written reply from the San Bernardino Police Department in of itself. This family that I'm living under is a violent one towards me. I've tried to explain this to everybody, to 911, text in everybody. I have to be out of this house. This house is a violent one towards me. They think they're trying to justify themselves, and they can't. But no police authority is listening. So I'm trapped. So this is to Paul Navarro, the legislative contact. Something has to change here, not next year, immediately. Not next.
The maximum recording limit has been exceeded. To send this message, press pound or hang up. To review, press 1. To re-record.
This is James Driscoll again. I sort of got interrupted by situation here in the family, which is actually
directly related to the issues. This is now my next message, which is message one was accessibility contacts. Message two was to extension 440 for the information security officer. Message three was extension 324 for the information privacy officer. Message four was press contact, and this is message five. And there is no extension, but I have a name, Paul Navarro. Legislative contact. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I need all of these voicemails linked together, collected, and provided that there is a response. I had to actually call 911 and have the police out here. I was not planning that at all. My nephew actually busted in my door. I have an explanation of all this. The police arrived. Yes, San Bernardino police, the same one we're talking about, the audits here. My mother was carrying on, and I went in there. She's in pain, and I have no way to trust that she's in pain. Whatever it is whatever it is. So this leads to waking up my nephew, which all I was doing is doing what I'm doing right now. She's probably aware of what I'm doing right now and what I was doing prior, and she's trying to, you know, interrupt what I was doing. Well, she interrupted what I did, and I interrupted everything, the whole family, and the police ended up arriving because my nephew physical violence here, busted in my room, you know, to get into my room. And the fact that, you know, I was waiting for anything, that's what he did. So my mom tried to enter my room before, you know, a week ago or so, and so both of them are acting weird. But anyway, he actually had violence now. There's actually now an act of violence in this house, not by me, but by them, by David Allen Driscoll. The cops were out here, and it was Officer Beltran that I actually talked to. Yes, this is a matter to which the police are involved, the San Bernardino police that are involved in your own audit. The fact that I'm trying to tell you and trying to give you the information that your audit is not correct. Your audit needs to be audited in and of itself. I'm going to file a complaint online against your own audit. Your audit is a fraud. Your audit is trying to get away with something it shouldn't get away with. I'm most likely why there was not a written reply from the San Bernardino Police Department in and of itself. This family that I'm living under is a violent one towards me. I've tried to explain this to everybody, to 911, texted in everybody. I have to be out of this house. This house is a violent one towards me. They think they're trying to justify themselves, and they can't. But no police authority is listening. So I'm trapped. So this is to Paul Navarro, the legislative contact. Something has to change here, not next year, immediately.
To send this message, press pound or hang up. To review, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To mark this message urgent, press 3. Message sent.